This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. What a Sunday it was for Minnesota sports. The Vikings, the Wild, the Wolves, and both Gopher basketball teams all notched wins. Let's start in Dallas, where the Vikings got two passing touchdowns and a rushing TD from quarterback J.J. McCarthy last night, and they beat the Cowboys 34-26.
Taking care of the football was the most important thing tonight, and I feel like we did that as an offense, but it makes it really easy when the defense plays the way they do and apply that pressure, as well as, you know, that bend, don't break mentality.
The Vikings are at the Giants next week. Quinn Hughes, playing for the first time since that blockbuster Friday trade brought him to the Wild, scored a goal in last night's 6-2 win over Boston and got a big ovation in the pregame skate.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that, but that was very cool, and I know it's a hockey market, but that was exciting.
Basketball, the Timberwolves used a strong fourth quarter. They beat the Kings last night at the Target Center 117-103. Head coach Chris Finch says his team is on a roll.
Our composure down the stretch has gotten a lot better. Our ability to make the right read, certainly shot making has helped in those moments. Coming off of that week where we went to Phoenix, Sac, Oklahoma City, we talked about how we need to be better in closing games and the themes that popped up, and guys have done a good job of addressing that.
College hoops, Gopher star Cade Tyson tied a school record, hitting 8 3-pointers. They beat Texas Southern yesterday 89-53. He hit his first shot and never looked back.
It's always good to see that first one go in and hit nothing but the bottom of the net, that's for sure. But my teammates did a great job of continuing to get me the ball, so I felt like that. A lot of credit goes to them.
Tyson finished with a career-high 38. The Gopher women whipped Wyoming last night at the Barn, 80-34. Head coach Dawn Plitzewhite says her team keeps learning each game.
That's going to be really important for us. You know, the season is a very young season, and we're just getting into the heart of Big Ten action starting up after our next non-conference game. And so the important thing for us is to continue to learn and grow, and I thought we did that today.
This is MNN Sports.